when I was in high school, and in my high school, for some reason at that time, all the cool kids read Russian literature. So that's what I was doing, and I guess I was about 14, and I started reading War and Peace, and I was told by my parents that I had to read the Maud translation, and possibly that inculcated in me some sort of awe for the Maud. But when I started reading it, there was actually an earthquake in my town, so I always associate that moment in my life somehow apocalyptic. And as the years went on, and I didn't know Russian then, but it inspired me to take Russian in school. As the years went on, and the more I became a Tolstoy scholar and focused on Tolstoy, the more I had a sense that I really wanted to see the Maud translation restored in this way. And I used to think, but I can't be the one to do it because my initials are the same as Alma Maud. How will we ever distinguish in the footnotes between an A.M. and an A.M.? And the press editor, Judith Lynn, and I did have some discussion. Well, what if we put mine in square brackets and this and friends and so forth? But I feel that it was, in a way, something that I always wanted to do. And I was very, very happy to have the chance to do it.